Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. So maybe you have debt. Maybe you have a lot of debt. And maybe you need more help than just some, you know, budgeting tips and a kind word. There are a couple of interventions that you may want to consider. And we're going to talk about two of them today. One is something called a debt consolidation program through a nonprofit credit counselor. And the second is a consumer proposal through a licensed insolvency trustee. For more on how each of these work and which might be a better fit for you based on your circumstances, we're speaking to Stacey Yanchuk-Aletsi. She is the CEO of Credit Counseling Canada, which is the association that represents nonprofit credit counselors in Canada. She joins us from Agassiz, British Columbia. Did I say that right, Stacey? Agassiz?
You didn't. It's Agassiz, BC, but that's okay. We'll go with
it. That's much, I was just going to say Vancouver area, but that's, I love that. It's so good. What is a debt consolidation program? How do you define that?
Sure. What a debt consolidation program, Bruce, is, it's for about 20% of consumers. So it's not the right solution for everybody. But what it is it consolidates debt into a reasonable monthly payment. So let's just take, I'm going to use my middle name, Leanne, as an imaginary person. And so let's say Leanne has five different unsecured debts. And let's say she's just struggling, you know, maybe she's in collections with one or two, or maybe she's just making minimum payments and getting nowhere fast. What a nonprofit credit counseling agency can do is help pool her debts into what's called a debt consolidation program. So what happens is that agency will send proposals out to her creditors, and assuming that she can make a payment, you know, in her budget, then they will accept those proposals typically. And now Leanne just has to make one payment every month to that agency. And what that agency does, Bruce, on her behalf is they disperse those funds to her creditors. And in return, because she's actually paying 100% of her principal back, what they're going to do is they're going to give her a break on the interest. So most creditors will drop the interest down to zero. And even the high interest ones will drop it down to, you know, something a lot more reasonable. So Leanne, a consumer, can get out of debt in a reasonable amount of time with a debt consolidation program.
What then is a consumer proposal?
Mm-hmm. A consumer proposal is a legal solution. So this is done by a licensed insolvency trustee. And what it is a consumer, if they cannot afford to pay back 100% of the principal, then what they can do is work with a trustee to establish a consumer proposal. And this is where they will pay a portion of their debt back. So let's go back to Leanne. Instead of owing, let's say, $30,000, she would maybe owe $15,000. So she'd pay a portion of her debt back by making monthly payments, so that within 5 years, she would also become debt-free.
What are some of the circumstances that a credit counselor would look at to determine whether that DCP, the debt consolidation program, is a better fit for Leanne versus a consumer proposal?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, what I've always been excited about in the nonprofit credit counseling field is really our philosophy has been about helping consumers be as responsible as they financially can be. And so what that credit counselor does is look at her whole situation. And if she's able to afford a payment in her budget, and that's the key, Bruce, is that this is not about, you know, eligibility. She has to be able to afford it and still have a, you know, maintain a reasonable standard of living, then perhaps the debt consolidation program is the best thing. But the numbers will dictate that solution. And if she cannot pay that 100% back, then she may look at a consumer proposal.
Both of these paths have an impact on your credit score. Tell us about the impact that will be with you after you have completed either the consumer proposal or the debt consolidation program.
Sure. So let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, it's important to differentiate that in a DCP, a debt consolidation program, it's a voluntary program. So three folks, if you will, have to volunteer. So Leanne, the consumer, her creditors, as well as the nonprofit credit counseling agency. In a consumer proposal, it is not a voluntary program. It's actually a legal program. It's a legal solution. So, you know, what we're looking at is, you know, what fits best. And in terms of credit, they both will impact their credit ratings at 7 after successful completion. the DCP, the debt consolidation program, will come off after 2 years, but never stay longer than six. And for consumer proposal, it'll be 3 years after successful completion. But there's also another difference that we have to note, Bruce, is that with the debt consolidation program, because it's voluntary, once it's come off the credit report, it's done. No one knows about it other than, you know, the agency and that consumer, Leanne. But with a consumer proposal, it actually remains on public records. So what that means is it comes off the credit report, but it'll stay on public records.
So that if an employer is looking at your credit score, they would be able to see that.
That's right. Or as I used to joke when I was teaching workshops, if I was, you know, doing my first, if I was dating, you know, I'd probably be on the Office of the Superintendent's bankruptcy website, you know, to see if my date has gone bankrupt before.
Oh, can you, anybody can look that up?
Anybody can look that up. I believe it's $8 now. They've gone back between free and $8, but I think you have to pay a little bit, but yeah, it is a public record.
Both consumer proposals and bankruptcy filings. Interesting. Okay. Now in both situations, you do not walk out of there with the same ability to use credit as you did before you signed off on one of these two programs or proposals. How do clients work around that? Credit cards are ubiquitous these days.
Sure they are. Well, there's a couple of ways, you know, and I think that we've gotten a little bit credit, you know, crazy, if you will, that we're so focused on credit scores and credit scores, not even our reports. What we need to know is that credit can go up and credit can go down. And so there are multiple ways to build credit without getting into high interest debt. So you can build credit, and whether that person's on a consumer proposal or a DCP, a debt consolidation program, they can build it with a cell phone contract in their name. They can also build it with a secured credit card. And then upon successful completion, they can also look at small, you know, unsecured credit cards to build credit. We don't need a ton of products to actually rebuild our credit. What we need is time and good behavior.
So with the DCP, you pay those debts back in full, admittedly at a much lower interest rate. With a consumer proposal, you don't pay those debts back in full. Who determines how many cents on the dollar you end up paying?
So it's a great question. So when a consumer, so let's go back to Leanne, when she meets with a licensed insolvency trustee, they'll look at their whole financial situation and propose to creditors what she should be paying. And that will be based on her budget, you know, her monthly expenses and her income, as well as her assets. And so a licensed insolvency trustee will send proposals out to those creditors and then they can vote on it.
Why would someone choose a DCP when they will pay less with a consumer proposal? So you flagged two things, but there may be more. One is the public record, and the second one was the speed with which the credit report, that advantage of a year on the credit report. But why else?
You know, there are a few different reasons. And, you know, the work that I've done with consumers, you know, what I've always been really inspired by, Bruce, with Canadians is that we are a responsible lot. We like to take responsibility. And what the DCP allows a consumer to do is take full responsibility for their, you know, their challenges and repay that debt. And so Canadians like to do that. What they also do is they have access for, you know, up to 5 years they have access to a credit counselor and client services, as well as financial education. So it's a holistic approach to really supporting that consumer to not just pay off their debt, but live a debt-free life so that they don't have to keep coming back.
And obviously, given my day job, I am not objective on this, but I do want to give you the opportunity to make the point that nonprofit credit counselors are a great first call, because if a consumer proposal makes more sense, we're not making money. It is perfectly appropriate for a nonprofit credit counselor to make a referral to a client to do a consumer proposal with a licensed insolvency trustee.
You know what? Absolutely, Bruce. And I own my bias, you know, having worked in the industry and now that I work at the association, you know, I definitely do have a bias towards nonprofit credit counseling. But what I appreciate is that it's a free first call. So even if a DCP, a debt consolidation program, is not right for a consumer like Leanne, you know what, that credit counselor is going to find the right place for her. And that might be a consumer proposal. As you said, it's a free referral. And it's also a referral to a trusted licensed insolvency trustee, you know, who treats our clients with dignity and respect and, you know, behaves ethically and according to the bankruptcy standards.
You have been in this world a very, very long time. You have talked to a lot of clients over the years. Many, if not most of them, have an emotional hurdle to overcome for lots of different reasons. You know, some of it's shame, some of it's, you know, they feel like if they just try harder, there's a way to get out of it. What is the thing that you would say to those clients, and of which it's probably the majority, who are, they understand the math of it. They understand that this is a way for them mathematically to go to get to a better place, but they've got some sort of intangible block. What do you say to them?
You know, I think it's twofold. I think when it comes to shame, what I would remind people is that they're not alone. And we in Canada have associated net worth and self-worth, right, into one concept. If I'm good with my money, I'm a good person. And if I'm bad with my money, I'm a bad person. And those are fundamentally different concepts, right? You can be a good person and still not be great with money. Mm. So I always recommend people to just take a deep breath and remember you're not alone, and that a nonprofit credit counselor, you know, likely they've seen their own financial challenges in their own life, right? Because we're not immune to it. And they've seen a lot of other people, and they can come up with solutions that work for that person. So that's the first thing. In terms of I should just work harder, you know what? What I would ask people is, how long have you been working hard at this? Yeah. And what more do you think you can do? And maybe that's where you just need to reach out for a friendly face and a helping hand to look at your options, because a DCP may not be right for most people. That's okay. But you'll walk away with a plan, a budget, referrals, and resources. Not so bad for an hour's appointment.
Yeah. Stacy, thank you so much.
Always my pleasure, Bruce. Thank you for having me.
Stacy Yenchuk Alexi is the CEO of Credit Counseling Canada, and she joined us to talk about the differences between a debt consolidation program and a consumer proposal. Regardless of which solution you choose, regardless of whether you do anything differently, of course, I believe very strongly in the power that a nonprofit credit counselor can have, just talking about what your options are.